Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. I am your host, Dylan Shobe, on 88.9 The Bridge. And if you listen to KUOW on the radio here in Seattle, then the person I have here in the studio today is doing his job right. He's been the director of audience at KUOW-FM for 6 years now and has been with the station for 23 years total, starting first as a talk show producer. Today, I welcome Arvid Håkansson to 88.9. Right now, his work at the station includes looking at feasible ways to engage current and new listeners. In addition, he oversees the on-air announcing team at KUOW and helps produce fundraising campaigns on the air. Arvid, first of all, I want to thank you for coming on, but I want to start with, when I read identify programming and content trends, I want to know what trends you're looking for and how you keep or gain an audience because of those trends.
Sure. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I think, you know, we're looking for primarily changes in the way people are listening to the radio. And so especially, you know, we kind of talk about now listening changed quite a bit during the pandemic. You know, people staying home a lot more, finding a lot more podcasting grew quite a bit during the pandemic. Streaming audio grew quite a bit during the pandemic. So we look for radio programs that are more adapted to how people listen today. Sometimes that means shorter segments, whether it's newsy, more news driven in the evenings. We found that people want have found more that they want something more cultural or relaxing, or you know, long form, less news, especially late at night. Within public radio like NPR, some people like to go to bed listening to NPR, and so we've gotten feedback, especially after the pandemic, that people don't necessarily want as much of the heavy hard news happening in the world late at night. So those are some of the things we look for. And then on weekends, definitely more lighter, things that are more cultural comedy, things like that. Things like, you know, how long do people listen on average at a time? In public radio, it's about 15 minutes. And then they'll listen on average maybe four times in a day. So it's a total of an hour, but that's spread over four times. It might be a couple times in the morning, a couple times in the afternoon. And then like for you, you know, maybe some people want to wake up with really heavy music, and some people want something nice and mellow.
Well, the problem is everybody's so different in the world. You got to kind of tailor the average, maybe, right?
Yeah, I mean, in radio, when you're building a schedule, I mean, you look for things like consistency. When so someone turns on, they want to hear roughly the same thing. They want to know what to expect. So, yeah. You know, like if you were playing, like pop music this morning and tomorrow's heavy metal, it's like, what am I going to get?
Fair.
With their tote bags, their mugs, like it becomes part of your identifier, back before online dating, I don't know, maybe it is now, you'd see people like, I like, you know, cooking and sports and NPR. Like it would become, for NPR was kind of an identifier.
It's like a sports team almost.
Yeah. So so people are very passionate about their feelings for it. But you don't see it as much now, but you would see, you know, people used to have their radio station bumper stickers on their car. Like it's part of your identity.
Is there anything that you've had been put on the air that hasn't landed and you've gotten that pushback that you're talking about from a listener and they're like, hey, we didn't like that?
Or, oh, yeah. I mean, we've tried.
Like, what's an example of that? If you can.
Boy, I guess years ago. So, you know, Terry Gross, Fresh Air, is a very longstanding popular program within NPR. And this was back in the early 2000s. We took that show off, put on a new talk show from a guy named Tavis Smiley. And boy, I mean, people were that one we stuck out, but people will. I mean, the amount of emails, phone calls, letters, and sometimes I think to be a successful programmer, you need to be willing to say I made a mistake, and back up and say like that was a bad idea. Clearly, I misfired or misjudged what the audience.
Thinking about stations that are kind of tied to one genre, you know, you have like 95.7 The Jet or some random country station. How are they going to diversify what they're putting out there if they're always playing the same music and they're and more of a general question, if you're just a music station and you're not necessarily talk show or sports or news in conjunction with that, like how are you keeping your listener base? Are you just relying on everybody kind of being a truck driver who just only wants music, or like what are they doing? I know that's not your field per se because you've been with KUOW and that's a different type of station, but like, do you have any insight into like how they're trying to keep listeners or maybe diversify their content, or do they not need to do that at all? Like, what the deal with that?
It's very competitive. I mean, if you looked at Seattle, you know, like if you in your class someday looked at the changes in how many stations in Seattle have changed music format over the years, you know, it's like they'll do something for 3 years and then, whoops, that didn't work. We'll change it to something else. But stations now, like you'll hear, I think, folks might know, like Warm 106.9 does all the Christmas music. And so during that, I don't know if they do it during the rest of the year, but Christmas music, they'll do like 2 hours in the morning of no commercials. Like, they'll just put on the Christmas music that you can listen to it, no commercials, to try to draw you in and get you to stay with it. Because it's like, oh, I can listen, no commercials, you know, a little bit of talking. Moving 92.5 still does, like, the Total Morning Zoo with all the, like, little sketches and comedy and, like, to try to keep you, you know, like, kind of the more, you know, music is a little bit, but it's, like, to try to keep you engaged in terms of, like...
Yeah, like a show almost.
Yeah, it's a show. It's entertaining. It's fun. But stations, I mean, they, you know, they do focus groups. They do all sorts of testing to try to see what music works. And, you know, because they're much, you know, it's driven by ad revenue. So it's like, what's going to keep people listening the longest? That's the goal. I mean, ideally you get people to tune in more often. And then when they listen longer. It's hard to get to listen someone to listen longer because it means, you know, you're not going to drive home longer necessarily to listen longer. But but they will, you know, they kind of... You know, you'll usually, you know, sometimes you might program music in slowly, like you try something, kind of see how it goes, and you might play it more.
Yeah, that was kind of my question, is it seems like a dangerous process if you're going to go out and just try something for, let's say, a day even. Like, you might lose the listeners the next day because they thought, oh, yesterday I heard this, and, like, are they going to keep doing that? Like, I can't take that chance. I'm going to use my car ride on this station that time, and you might lose them for X amount of time, and then they have to come back and give you a chance. It's sort of like when you go to, like, a fast food restaurant, you get, like, slightly sick, and then it could not even be from that food, but right. You tie it to that restaurant. Like, how are you, like, maneuvering this dangerous process that at least seems to me, or is it not dangerous the way that you guys conduct it?
No, I think, I mean, there's so many more inputs now, though. I mean, like, TikTok wasn't a thing, you know, things that help you realize what music is popular and what's not. I mean, even the way music is written is different for, you know, basically have that you can pull out little clips that work on, you know, on social media, on Reels and TikToks and things. But stations, pretty much, you want to try to stay, like I said, you know, you want to have a wide appeal. So they won't, you know, from my understanding, you usually won't pull in a lot of new stuff. You kind of work it in, and then you know, you have
a small sample size.
Yeah. And how many songs do you want in rotation? Do you want 50, 100, 20? And then you just play them over and over. You have to decide how well that does.
I asked you on the way down here, like, is the radio station still in the same spot? You said no. It was kind of tucked away, kind of where the band lot is, sort of.
Yep.
And where they built up all that new part of the building. So what's kind of stuck out to you the most about where this place has been built up to and just being back in general, and any thoughts you have?
I think it's, you know, I've talked to a few alums, and Joe, your teacher, everybody talks about how great he has been or is. And I think what's amazing me is that finally when radio became that you could take a class and get credit for it, how much it's grown.
Because it was a club back when you
It was just a club, and you just did it on the side. There was no academic portion of it. And so to see it grow from just, you know, a bunch of, like, high school kids literally in a closet with a microphone to what it's become today, I mean, this is a really nice, you know, facility with these studios, and that is a class, and, you know, there's multiple levels.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's, you know, within a high school, you could see why something like this would be cut or, you know, wouldn't have support, but, you know, after 30 plus years that it's still going like this is great to see.
I just want to thank you once again for coming on. It's been great to talk to you about everything radio, listening behaviors, everything. I just, like, didn't even think about it. Like, when you turn on the radio and you're just driving in your car, like, what you're having in the morning, they decided deliberately. In the midday, deliberately. And there's people behind that, like you, that's making that difference. So I want to thank you for making our radio stations amazing. And KUW, one of the best out there in Seattle, the best behind us. So just want to thank you for coming on, Arvid.
Thank you.
Perfect. This is great.